Service.
There we leave the BBC World Service and set forth into the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Sheep, cheese and politics are all up for discussion in farming today when Kaz Graham visits the Westmorland County Show just outside Kendal in Cumbria. We'll be catching up with her at 5:45 after our prayer for the day. The Shipping Bulletin is next, followed by a news briefing. But first, let's look ahead to next week.
On BBC Radio 4, the new book from the best-selling author Ben McIntyre.
The intruders were threatening to destroy the embassy and everyone in it.
The inside story of the 1980 storming of the Iranian embassy in London.
To prepare for a possible assault, the SAS needed to understand every inch of the interior. So they built a replica embassy, twice. The assault would follow the yellow card rule. Anyone can fire so long as your life is threatened.
The Siege by Ben McIntyre.
Who dares wins.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, next Monday to Friday morning at 11:45.
Now here's Stavdineos.
Thanks very much, Jane. Good morning to you. And now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 12th of September. There are warnings of gales in Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected Shannon 1028 by midnight tonight. Low Norwegian Sea 983 losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North at 0, south at 0, 40s. Northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, northwest, backing west later 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forth, Tyne, northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, north or northwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, northwest 4 to 6, showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later, showers, fair later, good. Biscay, northwest, veering north 4 or 5, rain or showers at first, good, occasionally moderate in south. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Sol, north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good. Irish Sea, northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Shannon, Rockall, north 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Malin, northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest, backing west later, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fair Isle, northwest, 5 to 7, backing west, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Faroes, northwest, 6 to gale 8, backing west, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5 in west, otherwise northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north-northwest 5, slight rain, 14 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Stornoway, northwest by north 5, 13 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northwest 4, slight rain, 14 miles, 1003 rising. Lucas, west 3, more than 38 miles, 1010 rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 3, 1009, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 11 miles, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1013. Jersey, northwest by north 3, 30 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 3, 11 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, north by west 2, 24 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west northwest 4, 24 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Malin Head, north northwest 6, slight showers, 7 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, 12th of September. The general situation: the strong and showery northwesterly airflow that we have currently will gradually ease as a ridge of high pressure starts to build in from the west. Later on Friday, the ridge will then give way to a strong and more southwesterly flow in northwestern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest, back in west later, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest, 4 to 6, back in west, 4 or 5 later. Showers, fair later, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 4 or 5, veering north 5 or 6 for a time. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly 4 or 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsiebill, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fair at first, then showers. Good. Selsiebill to Lyme Regis, northwest, veering north later, 4 or 5, showers for a time, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest, 4 or 5, veering north, 5 or 6, then veering northeast, 3 or 4 later, showers, fair later, good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, veering northerly 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good. St David's Head to the Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 5 or 6, veering north 4 or 5, then decreasing 2 or 3 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Clintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. North or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing west later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. And Shetland Isles, northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I'll hand you back now to Jane Steele.
Thank you, Stav. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 12th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. A report has warned the health service in England is in a critical condition and could take as long as 8 years to fix. The United Nations says 6 of its workers have been killed by Israeli strikes on a school in Gaza. In business, research shows dozens of banks, pharmacies and pubs closed every week on Britain's high streets in the first half of this year. And in sport, England's cricketers suffered a bruising defeat in their first 20-over match against Australia in Southampton. A report commissioned by the government has delivered a damning assessment of the NHS in England, saying the health service is in a critical condition and could take 8 years to fix. The review was led by the surgeon and former Labour Minister Lord Darzi, who's now a crossbench peer. He said he was shocked by his findings, which included long waiting times, deteriorating access to rapid heart attack and stroke care, and A&E services in an awful state. Sir Keir Starmer will deliver a speech later setting out a 10-year plan for the NHS. The chief executive of the NHS Confederation, Matthew Taylor, thinks a lot of money will need to be pumped into it.
To do things radically differently when you've got a system that is already at full capacity means, first of all, you have to invest more in capital. But second, you have to do what people call double running. You've got to run this system, and alongside it, you've got to try to build a new system. And that is not cheap to do.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six of its staff were among those killed in an Israeli strike on a school housing displaced families in central Gaza. The Israeli military says it was targeting Hamas fighters operating a command centre in the school grounds. Hani Hania was in the building when it was hit.
Body parts, the sound of an explosion shook the building. We went out running and saw body parts thrown everywhere in the shelter. Unfortunately, my children are still missing. Four of my children, I do not know where they are. I don't know where my wife is.
Data centres in the UK are to join the emergency services, financial systems and energy and water supplies as critical national infrastructure. The move means they'd receive extra support during a major incident, such as a cyber attack or an emergency caused by extreme weather. The government will set up a team to monitor potential threats to the facilities. A charity which promotes the national parks of England and Wales for the public benefit says vital environmental work is being held back because nearly 90% of the protected landscapes are in private hands. The Campaign for National Parks says more could be done to safeguard nature if the park authorities were given greater rights and resources to buy up private land. The government is currently reviewing powers for national parks. The animal rights group PETA has accused the Ministry of Defence of wasting taxpayers' money on the ceremonial bearskin caps worn by the King's Guard. The campaigners have obtained official figures showing the price of the caps has risen by 30% in a year to £2,000. They want fake fur to be used instead. The Ministry of Defence says it's open to this if a durable alternative can be found. The King has thanked New Zealand's women's rugby team for a healing hug he received during a state reception at Buckingham.